Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone, everyone. Once again, we're here this week to share with you Let's Talk Truth. I'm your host, LG, and we're going to be sharing on a topic today called If It Feels Good, Watch Out. You could still be around when that feeling's gone. We're just going to examine one of the oldest cliches in the book that we have heard time after time after time again. And as we have grown and matured in our walk with Christ and on our journey, we've learned that this is not the truth. But how many times have we heard, girl, if it feels good, do it? Well, we know that whatever feels good is actually our flesh enjoying whatever it is it's enjoying. Now, first off, we know that according to the scripture, if you would read the scripture, just I'm not going to try and preach the gospel to you, but I'm just going to give you the scriptures. If you'll read Romans 8, verses 5, 6, 7, and 8, and it tells us distinctly that whatever it is our flesh is enjoying has nothing to do with God. But we have totally, basically shut God out of the picture in a lot of our lives. We actually don't put him in the equation. So therefore, whatever it is in our life that feels good, or we run with it, we go along with it. But in essence, if it feels good, it's your flesh. Your flesh is an enemy to the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So we need to try and understand what it is we're feeling. There's a old cliche, when we have a cold, it says, feed a cold, starve a fever. Well, in this, we're going to give it a new title. We're going to say, feed the spirit and starve the flesh. Because as long as your flesh is magnified, as long as your flesh is running your life, you can't be anywhere close to righteousness or close to doing anything. And there's a place for us to feel these things. There's a time for us to feel. And we have gone way out of that perimeter. How far will some of us go? If you'll notice, people start out smoking cigarettes. They move from cigarettes to marijuana. Then they move from marijuana to something else until eventually they're hooked on something greater than that, heroin, crack, whatever it is. But they went from feeling good to where the flesh actually takes over. And that's the same thing it is with the lust of the eye. We can lust for another individual, another person. Men can lust for a woman, women can lust for a man, and eventually it moves from that place of where I'm just looking and allowing my flesh to enjoy to whereas I'm actually going in and putting myself in the position to take part in many different situations. We have, it's those things that takes part in relationships that allow us to get deeper and deeper into whatever it is we're working with. If you'll notice, you have men, they want not just their wives, they want another woman in the room, in their bedroom, and vice versa. Now, when will you tell your flesh to sit down? We're getting to the point where we don't tell people the truth. We just don't do it. You know that you can see lust spirits on people, but you don't tell your friend. You don't tell, men don't tell their buddy, and women don't tell their girlfriend, girl, you need to stop. Because eventually what makes you feel good will go to an extreme. You find out, okay, I may cut myself. Oh, that felt good. Then the next time my flesh is going to want it deeper and deeper until eventually I've bled to death. So sometimes we get into situations where as we are allowing ourselves to feel good and to not put a boundary on what it is we're feeling, and we end up destroying ourselves. How do you think people go, why do you think people are doing something insane? Your mind is very fragile, and your mind, if the flesh is allowed to rule your mind, you'll get in the position where family won't matter, spouses won't matter, children won't matter, won't anything matter except that drive that you have within to satisfy your flesh. And that's what it is. When you say if it feels good, the only thing that can feel in that capacity is your flesh. We can take it deeper than that. A lot of people look at it as, something we're doing to one another. But let's just think about, suppose you feel in your heart that someone did something to you, and our first reaction is, oh, they're going to get it. They're going to get it. And then when you find that person that goes through a hard time or something hard hits them, we really grin about it. We smile about it. We want to see that person hurt. That's your flesh wanting to see another person hurt, because it doesn't matter what someone does to you. It's not our place to find justification for being excited because someone else hurts or someone else is being hurt. But we find that a lot of the times, and really and truly, those things hinder us a great deal in our walk with Christ. And we wonder why it is we're in the same place. We're marking time in the same place we were last year and the year before that and the year before that, because we absolutely, our flesh is feeling so good where we are being superior over a person in their lack or in their misfortune, and we're feeling so good about that, we have thoroughly forgotten about how we should be acting toward one another. We should absolutely cry when somebody cries. We should rejoice when they rejoice. But we should never find ourselves magnifying our flesh and enjoying another person's misfortune. But unfortunately, we do. And that's why it is not a good thing to stand back and be a party to something that makes our flesh feel good. We put our flesh in certain positions, going places. I see young people, they're always taking trips. I'm going to take a trip here. I'm going to take a trip there. Me and my girlfriends, we're going to rent this car, and we're going to go here, and we're going to go there. Now, if you can afford that, that's well and good. But when you come back from your trip, if your lights are off and you don't have food and you don't have gas and you don't have the things that you need just to function, then that little bit of feeling good in the flesh can't compare to what you should be doing. I have a friend, and I know I can talk about this friend because they won't mind my talking about them just to that maybe will help someone else. They would go to the pawn shop, pawn stuff, do all this thing just to have money to go away for the weekend, just to have fun. Why? You're having fun. You're feeding your flesh. You're allowing your flesh to feel good for a weekend. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to party till we drop. But each time they would come home, they would be further and further and further in debt of having to borrow money to take care of necessities. So finally, you know, I sat down and I talked with them and I said, look, you're going to have to do a different approach. But if we love people, we will sit down and talk to them and try to magnify the truth where they can see the things that they need to see to continue their journey in life. But, you know, it's kind of hard to be able to talk to people who won't listen. But there comes a time, do we stop talking? No, we shouldn't stop talking. We should keep telling people the truth. One reason that I believe this Let's Talk Truth was brought about, and I do believe that God really implemented this because Let's Talk Truth is supposed to be a place where we can share the common things and put a powerful truth on it. How many times do you know that things are said day in and day out and it is not true, will not help you grow, will not make you grow, will not give you anything, it does not enhance your life any place, but we keep allowing it to go on over and over and over again? Well, Let's Talk Truth is supposed to be a place where John Q. Citizen, someone who's not famous, someone who whose name is not in lights, you would be surprised at the power those people have within, with the words that they need to say, the things that they need to say. And we want these people to start coming forth, start coming out, start talking about things so we can help our brothers and sisters, so we can stop being lied to. And then we can focus on the powerful thing that's going to make us function. So in addition to this program, we also are bringing about a magazine. It's called Let's Talk Truth. So coming out in the fall, we're going to have a magazine, and it's going to say Let's Talk Truth as well. Now, in this magazine, we're going to ask, when you read it, the first copy you're going to get is going to be free. There's going to be advertising in it. If you want to advertise, you can do so. But we're also asking you to choose, we're going to put a topic out there every month. Now, that topic, we're going to ask you, if you feel like you want to do the topic and talk about it and write about it, send your writings or whatever it is you're going to do, send it to our email address. We will absolutely print it. We will read it. And that will be the feature story for that month. So we want these stories not to be, I don't want to write every topic. I'm going to put the topic out there, but I want somebody else to write about it. And that way we get a feel for how we can connect together, because the scripture tells us where two or more touch and agree, I believe that Christ is in the midst. So if I'm thinking one way and you're thinking the same way, then there's power in truth. There's power in those words, and it empowers other people to come forth and to talk about something. But I don't know how many times, getting back to the topic that we're talking about, I don't know how many times that we say, if it feels good, girl, do it. That's something that we should never, ever, ever believe, because even when it comes to our intimacy, young ladies, if you don't have a husband, stop your 2 or 3 seconds of flesh, making your flesh feel good just to lose everything else. I believe the scripture says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul? 9 times out of 10, the young man or the young woman that you're sneaking around with, that you're being intimate with outside of marriage, if they really, really, really loved you, they wouldn't do that with you. They would tell you, we're going to do something else. We're going to uplift ourselves in another way. So it's just a whole thing of us understanding where we're supposed to be and the things that's really valuable and vital to our success in life. The scripture says, ask and it shall be given. Now, if I'm asking for something and I don't have it yet, that means I'm asking for the wrong reasons. Why do I want this particular thing? God is not going to grant me something just so I can show off, tell it, you know, everybody can see that I got this and I got that. And what is our motive for wanting the things that we're asking for? And your motive should not be of a fleshly desire. Yes, we're in the flesh, but we should not allow our flesh to rule us. So So once again, if we get back to if it feels good, watch out, sister. Watch out, brother. If that's what you're working on, then, you know, there are repercussions and consequences for those statements. So we need to know what those consequences are all about. If you don't feel something, then what's wrong? In fact, the feeling we're supposed to have is our spirit man on the inside. What is our spirit man should feel? Love for our brethren, love for mankind. And then you find some people who tell you, I don't feel nothing one way or the other. I don't feel nothing. Well, then there's something wrong with you too, because you're still doing it your way. And you're still allowing your what you feel or what you don't feel to represent you and to carry you through. And believe me, if it feels good and you're doing it, it is not going to last. Everything that the flesh can indulge in, everything that the flesh is uplifted in, and it makes you feel so wonderful, believe me, it will never, ever last. Only what God has set forth, the spirit man, is the only one that's going to last. When your flesh is gone and no more will it be up generating and operating, that spirit man will still be around. So that's what we have to understand. Listen, I'm just calling on everyone who feels that there are things in your life or around you or in the community that you know is not, we have not been told the truth about, we should absolutely fight for the right to tell the truth. Fight for the right to tell the truth, because I promise you, if we put the truth out there, and every time you open your mouth, you're spitting that truth out, it's going to be hard for you, because you're not going to be very popular with the world. But what did God say about the world? If we are friends with the world, then we're enemies to him. So everything that's out there in the world is to pull you off focus, to pull you off course. And if you don't recognize that, then we need some new glasses, some new spiritual glasses. Because one thing we have to understand, if it feels good, there's something wrong with it. Everything in life was not made to make us feel good. So if that feeling of that we should have for helping somebody, that's the feeling God wants us to have. That's not a fleshly thing, because sometimes you take away from yourself in order to give to somebody else. But the thing that drive that makes you do that, that's the feeling God wants us to have, and it has nothing to do with our flesh. So we need to get to the point where as we recognize what we've been told, we recognize it as not being the truth, and we're willing to correct it. So if we get to that point, my God, don't you think we'll start having a better community? We will be better on our jobs. We'll be better every place. And that's another thing. Our jobs feed us lives every day, but we're not dependent on those jobs to survive. We're content in those situations, but we're content until God puts us in another place. So we're going to have to start understanding, surrounded with truth. Let the truth be known. Who can fight the truth? No one can fight the truth. But if you lie, if you tell one lie, you got to come back and tell another one. Then you got to tell another one. Then you got to tell another one. And you're not going to remember that first lie, so somebody's going to catch you in it somewhere down the line. And then you're going to be known as a liar, even though people may not say it when they look at you or say it to your face, but they're thinking it. Believe me, they're thinking it. They're thinking that that person is just a liar. And if we allow ourselves to be to live our lives in and be surrounded by things like that, then how far will we go? We just need to try it in our own little circle. Just try covering stuff with the truth. Let the truth be known. We have, we're talking about relationships. It's so many men that they're afraid to let somebody know that they care. They're afraid to let somebody know that they love them. Why? Well, I've been hurt once. But that's not the person that hurt you. And then, so we won't come out and we won't tell the truth. We would rather somebody think we're hard and we're heartless when that's really not the truth. We're just merely covering for ourselves where our flesh will feel good. I firmly believe this. If I care about you and you hurt me in some way, then that's you. You've got to deal with that, not me. I might hurt for a little while, but it's going to be over in a little while as well. So we have to get to this point where we understand. Stop letting people tell you that if it feels good, do it, because that's not the case, and it will never be the case. And I want you all to please, not so much as support me, but let's support our right to tell the truth. Look for this magazine that's coming out. It's called Let's Talk Truth. I'm on here every Tuesday night at 7:30, from 7:30 to 8. We're talking Let's Talk Truth. So we got to be wanting to hear something about the truth, because this is what we're going to talk about all the time. So if it feels good, no. If you'll notice, everything that's good for us doesn't feel good. We have a friend that does a radio broadcast on your health. Well, when people tell me I'm just a wee bit overweight, and they tell me I need to exercise if I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight, but I want to feel good doing it. Now, am I going to lose weight and exercise and feel good while I exercise? No, these exercises are going to hurt, because I have allowed myself to get in a position where that exercise is going to hurt me. But in a long run, it's going to be beneficial for me. There are a number of things that don't feel good when you're doing it, but it's beneficial for you. So we have to understand the things that feel worse, and that our flesh doesn't actually just grab up and hold on to. Those are the things that that's better for us. So there are a number of things that is beneficial to our bodies and to our lives that will not feel good to your flesh. But I promise you, in the long run, it'll feel good to your life. So we have to start focusing on something other than if it feels good. Because I promise you, those are the things that's really hurting us and harming us really bad. So our first step is what we're going to do. We're going to starve our flesh, and we're going to feed our spirit. There was a man one day, and he said he was made the analogy that he had two dogs inside of him. And they asked him, well, which dog is the biggest and the baddest? He said, the dog I feed the most. So if your spirit man is what you feed the most, that's going to be the biggest and the baddest thing about your life. But then if it's your flesh that you feed the most, then that's what's going to triumph over you. And we know that flesh is death, D-E-A-T-H. Flesh is death. So this is something that we don't want to keep allowing ourselves to be spread so thin. Make your flesh come under submission to the things that you know that's right about living. So when it comes to that, well, let's think about the things we need to do. I enjoy talking about different topics, that most people don't address or won't address. But I'm going to address, and I hope that it will eventually pique your interest so that you can start making your contribution. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear the things that you have to say about Let's Talk Truth. Not giving our opinions, just telling the truth about what's going on. We have people, if you say Let's Talk Truth, nobody wants to take part. But if you say Let's Go Out and All Dance a Jig in the Square, we're all out there. And again, we're doing our flesh before we do what's right about ourselves. So I want you all to understand one thing, that I'm here. I'm not a world expert, but I'm just talking truth based on the scripture, how it has been presented to me, and what I believe that God loves. And he loves the truth. He's tired of us compromising his word, and we're compromising what's going on because we don't want to stand up and be the only one to say, yes, I see it this way. So, yes, we are going to get to that point. I want you all to understand you can write me, email me at letstalktruth333. The number's 333. letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. That email address is set aside strictly for you to write at any time, and I promise you we will answer. Or if you just will look at, go and listen to this blog afterwards, and at blogtalkradio.com/current events, you can listen to it even when I'm off the air. So I just thank you for tuning in, as you do every week. And if you think that there's something you want to talk truth about, let me know. I promise you, I won't hog all of the subjects. The only reason I grab these topics is because I don't hear from any of you to maybe put forth some topics, but I'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to challenge me. Anything you want to do, I'm all for it, because I just love what I do, and I love sharing with you. So remember, if it feels good, watch out, because you could be around when that feeling is gone, and you've got to stand there and explain why I did what I did, or what made me do what I was about to do. And that could be hurtful, because some of the things we do can be life-changing in more than one way. It could be a positive life change, or it could be a negative life change. And then some of the things we do that feels good to us, and we do it anyway, some of those things are fatal. We don't have a chance to go back and redo those things again. So just be careful what we swallow and where we get it from, and understand why it's presented to us that way. Everything that's not presented as truth, it's our opinion. If the truth does not line up with the word of God, just remember, it's your opinion. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, it's merely our opinion. So thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Truth. And as your host, I am loving you with the heart of God. And I want you to come back and be with us again next Tuesday at 7:30. And I'm still loving you with the heart of God.